and his brothers frame that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet approving a plan to expand military operations in Gaza and to take control of Gaza City. The move sparking protest from some, including families of hostages still held by Hamas.
I know the plan is to get rid of Hamas, but we've been trying for two whole years. We haven't made that much progress, and we've lost so many soldiers, and we still haven't brought all the hostages home. So it just doesn't seem that there's any real forward movement with this plan.
The plan will involve forcibly evacuating hundreds of civilians and is expected to worsen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. President Trump's tariffs now in place for dozens of countries. A lot of businesses say they are passing on those costs to customers, or they will be. Stocks slipping on Wall Street Thursday. The president now ordering colleges to submit data to the federal government to prove they do not consider race in admissions. Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail had an Ohio River's water level raised so he and his family could go kayaking to celebrate his birthday last week. This is ABC News. A passenger injured in a mishap on the world's largest cruise ship when the tube of one of the ship's water slides broke open.
A man left bloody and injured after the acrylic glass broke off water slide on Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, sending water gushing down onto the deck below. The ship, which has six water slides, was at sea traveling between the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Bahamas at the time. Passengers heard screaming. Icon of the Seas has only been in service since January of last year. Royal Caribbean saying in a statement the guest is being treated for his injuries. The water slide is closed for the remainder of the sailing, pending an investigation.
ABC's Danny New. Another incident of someone throwing a sex toy onto the court of a WNBA game happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham during the Fever's game with the Chicago Sky. $30,000 worth of Labubus taken from a store in Los Angeles. One-stop sales broken into. The thieves making off with multiple boxes filled with the collectible little dolls that seem to have taken over the world. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The city of Park Falls has an update on the currently ongoing construction on Highway 13. As of the morning of August 7th, the streetlight upgrades to LED have been completed, and work continues on the curb ramps, and work has begun to make improvements to and around the traffic signals. At this time, the tentative start for the mill and overlay portion of the project is August 18th. It is anticipated that this work will be completed within a week of the start date. Do expect that when this portion of the work occurs, the traffic signals will be flashing to avoid issues when work is occurring near those intersections. The Price County Highway Department and the City of Park Falls thank you very much for your ongoing cooperation and patience during this time of construction. Saturday, August 16th at 10 a.m., you're invited out for Catkins' third annual Puttin' for Paws. This is a fun golfing event where all proceeds go toward the sheltering and care of Catkins' homeless animals. And this year, fundraising is more important than ever because they're working towards the goal of putting up a larger facility to help better serve the animals they take in. This year, there's going to be a pie auction, raffles, hole prizes, a delicious grilled lunch, and a guaranteed great time golfing whether you're a pro or a novice. You can sign up as an individual, where you'll be assigned to a team, or as a team of four. You can call the Park Falls Country Club to register and let them know it's for the Catkins event at 715-762-4396. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 16th at 10 a.m. over at 1250 Saunders Avenue in Park Falls. What is the role of the church in politics and democracy? Wisconsin faith leaders discuss that topic. Lisa Hale has the story.
When communities of faith work to support, uplift, or serve marginalized communities of people, or when they sponsor voter registration drives, or encourage participation in movements, are they being political, or are they defending democracy?
Democracy is the key tenet of all of our work, that we want here in Wisconsin to promote voting, to promote free and fair access to the ballots, and it is rooted in almost every single one of our ideologies. It's really beautiful to see the common ground that all people are deserving of the dignity and the rights of voting.
That's Rhonda Linder of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign. Meanwhile, Reverend Brianna Ilane, the Director of Ecumenical Innovation and Justice Initiative of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, said faith and religion are political, but should be nonpartisan.
I do think there is something about being partisan and nonpartisan, and that's where we get into problems. And so I have a lot of this discussion in my work with churches to say, like, the gospel is political. Jesus made statements that were political and pushed against the norms of his day and pushed against injustice. And so we can be political, just don't be partisan.
Ilane and Linder were part of a panel of faith leaders from across Wisconsin appearing at a conference sponsored and hosted by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust, or WISACT. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
There may not be a lot of policy development catching the attention in Washington, D.C., but there's one bill that Wisconsin pork producers are still paying attention to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the Save Our Bacon Act, and it's really designed to restore interstate commerce to the state of California. Remember, California has something called Proposition 12 in place that dictates exactly how pork producers must raise their animals and how egg producers must raise their animals. And that's turned into very expensive pork and eggs for California consumers. Morgan Warwick is the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association.
I think it's different for every pork producer. Some are Prop 12 compliant, some are not. But at the end of the day, if we know what regulations we have to abide by and that we can raise pork the way we feel is best for our operation, that's what's important for producers. And so we want to be able to have our pig farmers continue to do what's best for their pigs, their families, and their operations while still delivering a safe, consistent, affordable food product for consumers.
Morgan Warwick with the Wisconsin Pork Association. She says addressing the fix of Proposition 12 is not only critical for California, but it also will keep other states from putting in place their own individual guidelines for food production.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill? Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the final few days now of the Wisconsin State Fair, State Fair Park in West Allis. Earlier this week, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction was held. And while many will pay attention to the $35,000 paid for the Grand Champion Steer, what's forgotten is that that auction also awarded $55,000 in scholarships and contributed an additional $30,000 in financial support to Exhibitor Showmanship, Master Showman, and Reserve Champion Awards. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible today. It's going to be muggy with a high near 90 and a heat index in the upper 90s. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
98 Q Country.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as me drove down to the lake road. Watch the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight." There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those
Woo! Yeah.
interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
But I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on down. Still looking for the right at the end of my wrongs. At the end of my wrongs. I need some good news. Sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows. Devil will walk my
sitting here sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes.
Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues.
All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
Shaboozy. Shaboozy new song. It's called Good News. 98Q Country. 66 is our wake-up temp. Nice mild morning. It's a little bit of humidity out there. Yeah, we'll see temperatures rise to about 86 today. This will be the warmest day of the rest of the weekend. Probably won't get to 80 for tomorrow and Sunday. Will it rain, you're saying, Joel? Today, clouds and some sun. With more clouds in the afternoon, there is a chance of a late night shower or thunderstorm. So daytime, probably not going to get any rain. Tomorrow, we could see a few gusty winds with thunderstorms, a possibility. Those winds going to be moving around tomorrow, southwest at 10 to 15, gusty at times. And Sunday looking pretty good with temperatures approaching that 75-80 mark again for Sunday. So again, best chance of rain like we've talked about the last couple of days is on Saturday. So we'll see how that shakes out. Brewers back on for you this weekend. Packers kicking off their preseason schedule also. Got the Brewers for you tonight. That'll be a 7:10 first pitch for you tonight as the Brewers will take on the Metropolitans, the New York Metropolitans. And then tomorrow it's a 6:10, and then Sunday it's a 1:10 first pitch, all at AmFam Field. I know there's some people that are venturing out to catch some of those games this weekend. It is definitely worth the trip and a hop in place. I don't know. They're either sellouts or close to it anyway, with the Brewers having the best record in all of baseball. We'll do a little shopping show later on this morning, see who we can coerce into the studios to chat with us about some great businesses and some savings. You can always check out the shopping show anytime, 98QCountry.com. Just click on that colorful shopping show icon. It'll take you where you need to be. We mentioned the Brewers, the Packers, Saturday night. That game Saturday night, by the way, Packers here, Brewers will slide over to our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1 and 980 AM. So Brewers Saturday night over there on the sister station. Let's get you updated. 6:29, twice an hour. News and sports. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet approving a plan to expand military operations in Gaza and to take control of Gaza City. The move sparking protest from some, including families of hostages still held by Hamas.
I know the plan is to get rid of Hamas, but we've been trying for 2 whole years. We haven't made that much progress, and we've lost so many soldiers, and we still haven't brought all the hostages home. So it just doesn't seem that there's any real forward movement with this plan.
The plan will involve forcibly evacuating hundreds of civilians and is expected to worsen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. President Trump's tariffs now in place for dozens of countries. A lot of businesses say they are passing on those costs to customers, or they will be. Stocks slipping on Wall Street Thursday. The president now ordering colleges to submit data to the federal government to prove they do not consider race in admissions. Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail had an Ohio River's water level raised so he and his family could go kayaking to celebrate his birthday last week. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
A Glidden man has been charged with attempted murder after saying a man tried to kill his dog. Authorities say that a Glidden man attempted to shoot and kill a friend and then assaulted and threatened to kill an officer. Wayne Arnold Hanneman, 65, faces a Class A felony charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, a Class F felony, first-degree recklessly endangering safety charge, 2 Class H felony charges of battery or threat to a law enforcement officer, and charges of resisting an obstructing officer and a disorderly conduct, Class A and B misdemeanors respectively. A second case filed on the same day lists two counts of possession of a firearm by a felon, a Class G felony, as the charges. Hanneman failed to appear in Ashland County Circuit Court for an initial appearance on August 4th, though a court official noted Hanneman was, quote, unavailable, end quote, at the time and likely unable to connect remotely by himself. According to the criminal complaint, the victim and Hanneman were friends for several years. The victim said Hanneman has had mental issues, but those had been resolved, and Hanneman was no longer taking his medications. If Hanneman didn't take his medications, he could become violent, the victim said. Hanneman went to the victim's property in Glidden on July 9th and told him to stop feeding his dog and that he would strangle the victim if he did it again. The victim was giving Hanneman's dog Milkbone dog treats and knew the dog before it was Hanneman's. 2 days later, the victim was at his property when he heard a popping sound. He looked around and found what looked like a fresh bullet hole in the garage wall. About 10 minutes later, he saw Hanneman outside watching him in the area where the bullet would have come from. Hanneman later spoke with law enforcement at his property in the town of Jacobs and said that he believed the dog treats the victim fed his dog were poisoning it, causing it to throw up. Hanneman said he hid behind the base of a basketball hoop, quote, ambush style, unquote, for 2 hours, waiting to ambush the victim when he came out of his house. He allegedly used his brother's high-powered pellet rifle with a scope to shoot at him, and Hanneman later said he had been off his medications for about 14 months. Law enforcement met with the victim at his house in Glidden, and an officer was unable to find the pellet gun Hanneman used. The officer, however, observed that a nearby basketball hoop that Hanneman stated he had used to set the rifle on was about 20 yards from the garage. An adjourned initial appearance is set for August 25th. Saturday, August 23rd, with food being served from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and a live band starting at 8, it's the Mercer Fire and EMS annual steak feed. A dinner plate for $35 includes steak, baked potato, corn on the cob, coleslaw, a non-alcoholic beverage, and dessert. One hot dog and chips kids meal will be available free with the purchase of a steak dinner. Alcoholic beverages are available for purchase, and to-go orders are also available. There's also going to be a 50-50 raffle, raffle baskets, and a silent auction. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 23rd, with food from 4 to 8 p.m. and a live band beginning at 8 at the Mercer Community Center. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people not to release pets into local waterways. Brittany Merlot tells what the DNR found.
Last week, a goldfish was caught in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, I don't really want to flush my goldfish or get rid of it, right? I think I'll release it into the wild, and then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
The DNR says if you catch a fish that doesn't belong, notify the agency immediately with its location.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickle.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by the Phillips Slumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store with over 22,000 items in stock for all your household projects.
Looking for secure storage? Descovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12x30 or 10x20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon at Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Descovia Storage is conveniently located at the intersection of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
Ready to tap into something unforgettable? It's Phillips on Tap, Saturday, August 16th at Elk Lake Park from 4 to 9 p.m. Sip your way through dozens of craft beers and wines while soaking in the lakeside views and sounds of Boogie and the Yo-Yos, live at 5:30. With tasting tickets available on site, you'll be raising your glass all evening long. Bring your friends, your lawn chairs, and your love for live music. Must be 21 or older to drink. Please drink responsibly.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible today. It's going to be muggy with a high near 90 and a heat index in the upper 90s. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
98Q Country.
So you think you've got some county line cred, cause you rode a dirt road or two. You got a mossy oak hat on top of your head and a southern pride tattoo. Yeah, you might have drank a little grain alcohol or hauled a little hay, but if you think your boots got more dirt than mine, I got one thing to say. My town's smaller than your town. Got a bigger bug and bass on my wall. I got a little more kick in my draw, y'all. I got a little more spit in my jaw. And my truck's louder than your truck. And my collar's a little more blue. You might think that you're redneck, but I'm rednecker than you. Yes, I am. I got a car parked in my front yard. Killed a copperhead a time or two. And man, if you're thinking you're a better beer drinker, buddy, I've got news for you. My town's smaller than your town, and I got a bigger bug and bass on my wall. I got a little more kick in my draw, y'all. I got a little more spit in my jaw. And my truck's louder than your truck. The facts, y'all. 'Cause my truck's louder than
these guys.
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98 Q Country.
My spare key don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. You're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day, it ain't your place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody.
Ashley Cook at Your Place at 98Q Country. Good Friday to you. Hope you have a good weekend planned. Let's do something fun. What do you say? Something. Find something. Okay? Even if you got to work, whatever your idea of fun may be. All right? Nestle that somewhere between now and Sunday night and give yourself something to look forward to, whatever it may be. Maybe you're good. All right? You got the weekend all set. All right? The weather should be good. Tomorrow, maybe a few thunderstorms. Possibility. Today and Sunday, good. Tomorrow, see a rumble or two come through here or there. So just be prepared for that. I don't think it's going to be a washout the whole day. It's always a possibility, but it doesn't appear to be. Usually when we get this warm, humid weather like we have now, we usually see an hour or two at some point where we get something rumbling through and disrupts your camping or whatever it may be. But again, today should be absolutely fine. A little overnight rain, late overnight rain possible and will linger into parts of tomorrow. We're waking up to 66. It's humid out there. If you open up the windows last night, shut off the air conditioning, you're probably waking up to, a fairly warm apartment or house, whatever it is, because never really cooled off a whole lot overnight. 66 where we're at right now. Let's get some words of wisdom on this 8th day of August, 8-8 of 25. Take a moment here to focus on the family.
Are your kids getting enough vitamin Z? Well, it turns out ample sleep may be one of the biggest secrets to a child's health and well-being. Researchers from the University of Chicago studied the sleep patterns of kids between the ages of 4 and 10. They found that most children are sleep deprived, usually because of the busy schedules we expect them to keep. And after a long day in the classroom, they still have homework and various after-school activities to get through, not to mention maybe some chores. Ideally, at this age, kids should get between 10 and 12 hours of sleep every night. Now, I heard a lot of parents just gasp, but on average, most only sleep 8 to 9 hours. And that may not sound like much of a difference, but even short gaps in sleep can impact a child's mood, brain development, and eating patterns. In fact, a lack of sleep and erratic bedtimes for children are thought to contribute to binge eating. As Benjamin Franklin famously once said, "Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." All these years later, science is proving that Franklin was correct. Most children probably need more sleep than they're currently getting. So pull back the reins on your child's schedule when you can and consider making their bedtimes a bit more structured. Also, don't force them out of bed too early on Saturday mornings. Let them sleep in and get a little extra vitamin Z. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and he's calling his people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Prevail Bank, who believes your financial goals deserve attention. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips. They will go the extra mile for you. Member FDIC and is an equal housing lender.
98Q Country.
Like an angel of mine, but you
might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. My hands and even your hips want the first taste of whiskey right off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste. Took me whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This
is really good.
98Q Country.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line. Oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down. You're going way too far.
If you're not in it for love, if you're not willing to give it all you got, if you're not in it for life, if you're not in it for love, let me make it clear to you, my dear.
You're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a beauty queen in a magazine. Now tell me what you're